Now, the rest of the story. The lore of the sea is the richer for the incredible tales of shipwrecked seamen. So many of those adventures never happened, but this one did. Dawn loomed over the Pacific horizon. The lonely, weary sailor rubbed his eyes. Could it be? Yes, it was. Far in the distance. Land. But wait. If Tom Jacobson was where he thought he was, then that phantom strand in the morning mist could be only one thing. Forbidden Island. Tom had heard tell of it, but never in his life had he expected to see it. Forbidden Island. Tom had been first mate of a handsome vessel. After she went down, Tom set out in a 16-foot skiff. The nearest land was many hundreds of miles away, too far to row it alone. So Tom made a sail of canvas scrap and a mast of a single oar, and he let the wind carry him south to somewhere. Sextant and stars would guide him. He survived on stored water and biscuits and flying fish that occasionally landed in the boat. Now it was dawn, 700 miles later, and Tom was about to put ashore on Forbidden Island. He had no choice. He would take his chances. Towering cliffs jutted from the blue ocean. It was an awesome sight. What would the natives do when they found him? Tom could only imagine. He recalled the stories he'd heard about their strange language, ancient, unadulterated Polynesian, about their primitive culture, unaltered for ages, about their particular dislike for strangers, and that's why they called it Forbidden Island. Perhaps Tom could land undetected, could feed and shelter himself without being discovered, and yet ultimately his survival would depend on his ability to find and somehow to befriend those natives. Upon reaching shore, Tom clambered out of his boat and fell to the sand. Dazed, he thought of his lost vessel and of the ship that had passed nearby but had failed to see them. Then he looked around him. Forbidden Island seemed as forbidding as its name. It was an eerie feeling to know that there were natives out there somewhere, maybe even watching from secret places, or maybe on such a remote part of the island that Tom would never make contact. For a long while, the first mate roamed the lush landscape. In certain areas, he could see, from footprints, where the natives had been, but the natives themselves remained invisible. But then after 2 days searching, Tom did find them. And they did not harm him. But they were also eager for him to leave. It was nothing personal, they assured him. It was just that the inhabitants of Forbidden Island preferred things as they had always been. Free from any intruder, no matter how well-intentioned. Because any intruder was a potential threat to their ancient ways of life, which they wanted to see preserved forever. Tom Jacobson did live to tell of his remarkable experience. It happened in 1986. It happened to the first mate of a sunken fishing boat who sailed almost 700 miles to Forbidden Island, also known as Niihau. Niihau, 73 square miles of once upon a time, the tiniest island in the entire Hawaiian chain, a real life never-never land where time has stood still for hundreds of years, a mere 140 miles northwest of the teeming metropolis of Honolulu. And now you know the rest of the story.